matter where you're from, the nations of the world meet on Mallorca.
Mallorca 106.1 Sunshine Radio.
Mallorca Sunshine Radio
106.1 FM.
Much more music.
Mallorca Sunshine Radio, powered by Fritz Resort.
Welcome back to Mallorca Sunshine Radio 106.1 FM. And I'm Glynis German and I'm with you at the Happiness Cafe. And today I'm going to be looking at curiosity. As they say, it's an important trait of genius. Just think of all those inventors and their brilliant and questioning minds. Oof, it's true, isn't it? It is good for our mind because it keeps us active. And just think of little kids, how active they are, especially when they're always asking, why? Why? I love it. It is another muscle in us and it's good to keep it moving. It keeps us healthy. It allows us to have better relationships and meaning in our lives. I'm going to share a quote. It's from an English writer and academic, Arnold Edinburgh. And he says, curiosity is the very basis of education. And if you tell me that curiosity killed the cat, I say, only the cat died nobly. I love that. Anyway, what does curiosity mean to you? You know how I like this. It's always great to get your thoughts, your opinions, your comments, and I really appreciate that you take the time out to do that. So please let me know what you think about curiosity. And you can do that on the Mallorca Sunshine Radio Facebook page, or you can send me an email to Glynis German, all one word, and Glynis is spelt with one N, please. GlynisGerman@gmail.com. Anyway, part of curiosity, I think, is keeping magic alive in your life and looking around and always asking why. So this next song is for all of us that want to keep the magic alive in our lives. And it's Simply Red and Stars. So you're listening to The Happiness Cafe, and my name's Glynis German, and this is Mallorca Sunshine Radio 106.1 FM. Today, I'm delighted to welcome to The Happiness Cafe holistic therapist Ana Maria Mashalin from the company Meta Holistico, originally from Slovenia. And good morning to you, Ana Maria.
Good morning, Glynis.
Welcome to The Happiness Cafe.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Excellent. Well, I'm delighted that you're here. And I know that you told me you were a curious child because you seem to have had a lot of questions about life. And in your teenage years, you told me that you began searching for some kind of meaning to life. What do you think made you question things?
Well, I was born in Slovenia to parents that were not very happy together, to put it mildly. And that reflected on the family dynamics, that reflected on myself. And I would say that curiosity was part of, from the very beginning, part of my life. It's who I am. It's part of my blueprint, it seems. So when I started to study, when I went to the secondary school, studied computer programming, then I went to the university, studied economics, I started to get very disillusioned because I would see things. I would experience things that from my internal world, they just didn't make sense. I didn't know how to put it in words, but I just felt them. And it felt somehow wrong what was happening. So, that was the period of my life when I really started to ask existential questions. Who I am, what I'm doing here, what's the purpose of all this? Because it felt like there's so much more to life. There should be so much more to life because I felt it inside me.
And were you supported in your family or by tutors or by mentors? Or did you feel this was pretty much a lone journey?
A long journey. I didn't feel supported. Maybe I was, but I didn't feel supported neither by my family nor by my friends. But this curiosity was, it is part of me. So here I am now because of that also.
Excellent. You practice as a holistic therapist and you use energy work. And so that means that you're looking at the relationship between mind, body and spirit. What made you become a therapist then after the economics try?
Well, economics really helped me. So, you know, everything that I've learned later on, I realized that everything helps me now, who I am, what I'm doing. But to become a practitioner, it was not something that I've decided when I was 14, when I was deciding what I want to do in my life. It was a long process. It was a process in my life. Then I went through periods for quite a long period when I was really depressed. I was physically ill. I almost died a couple of times. And that brought me that, you know, I went through a lot of healing techniques, healing therapies to help myself. Many years I was there as a client. And at some point, I became a practitioner. It happened one day. One day I realized, well, I'm doing different things. I'm working in advertising. I'm working as a web page designer. I was working as a professional photographer. And I realized in all my spare time, I was using to investigate about human nature, about who we are, about different health systems. You know, it's like my intention was put somewhere else. My inner drive was put somewhere else than I was doing for my, you know, to survive, to live. So it just felt like natural. At some point, it's just developed. And I started to practice healing therapies. And you mentioned something about energy healings.
Mm.
Yes, I did practice energy healings like Reiki, reconnective healing, or the reconnection, as some people call it. Actually, I was initiated in Reiki in 95, but it was those energy healing techniques that made me question that, made me do really important questions, because while I was practicing them, I saw things happening that didn't make sense. Didn't make sense in a way that they didn't fit into official explanation, and they were very powerful, and they didn't feel right.
Uh-huh.
They didn't feel right. So I wanted to know, curiosity again.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what was behind those healing techniques, what was really going on. So the answer to that question came in this form that I'm practicing now.
Which you're going to tell us all about after the break.
Okay, exactly.
We're going to take a break because we want to come back and hear more from Anna Maria from Meta Holistico. So let's hear it from Jack Johnson and Upside Down. And this is Miorca Sunshine Radio, 106.1 FM. I'm here chatting with Anna Maria Machalin from Meta Holistico, and she's going to be telling us now about one particular therapy that she is qualified in, and that is holographic kinetics, isn't it, Anna Maria? Tell us more about it, please.
Yes, it is. First of all, to tell you that I learned about holographic kinetics. Actually, I learned it at a teaching seminar. It was the first teaching seminar held for Europe. At the time when I did it, I didn't know it was the first one. And that was a couple of years ago. It was held in London at the end of 2012. Holographic kinetics, it's very exciting for me. It's one of the most advanced and one of the most unique healing modalities available today. It's based on Australian Aboriginal knowledge, their wisdom, their knowledge of the laws of lore, which are the laws that govern this creation. It's based on their understanding that everything in nature is alive. Holographic kinetics was created to help people to deal with their current issues, to deal with their current problems that are having today. And it's doing it in very fast way. It's a conscious journey.
Mm.
When people go, it's an inner journey. They go to the cause of the effect, and the effect is the problem, is the issue they are having today. So what holographic kinetics does is, once the client is there, it clears it, it heals it, it releases the trapped energy of that traumatic experience, and with that we also recover the power that we have lost at that traumatic experience.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
If somebody comes to you with a serious issue of an illness such as cancer, and maybe they don't know the cause effect, how does holographic kinetics get to that to induce the healing?
Getting to the cause is really very simple once you know how to do it. Because the power of this technique is that we know how to do it. We know how to connect with the spirit, with the essence of the person. And that essence is connected to our heart, and it talks to us with the voice of our intuition. So it doesn't matter if it's one that's suffering from cancer or it's one that's suffering from depression. That is a consequence of something that happened in the past.
Okay. That is, I'm booked in. I have to tell you, I'm on such a journey. Rebirthing, holographic kinetics, I'm coming, man. This is great. Do you find that people come to you as a therapist practitioner? Do you find that people are coming to you as a last stop? That they've been through many visits to the hospitals and to the doctors and the medical profession? Do you find that that's the kind of patient you're seeing, kind of client you're seeing?
I would say a lot of them, yes. Maybe because this is not known yet in Europe. It started 2 years ago, so not many people know about it. I'm the only one in Spain who does it.
Ah.
I'm one of the few people in the world that does it in Spanish language.
Okay.
So I suppose with time more people will know and will not take it as like the last solution or the last try. But yes, they do come generally when they've tried many different techniques before.
So you would have some, I suppose that is the way the future will go, isn't it? That the curiosity will become more alive rather than dormant. So people coming to you will be first curious about it and not necessarily ill. Like, I'm signing up.
let me explain something to your listeners.
Yeah.
Which is, there's a difference between curiosity and the intention. If you come to the session and being curious, what you're going to get is the answer to your curiosity. But if you come to a session, whatever session there is, with the intention to heal, that's very powerful, because you are open and you started the mechanism of the universe that it's put out there and that you want to heal. So there is completely different path. You mentioned before curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah.
Yes, I didn't understand that before for many years, but once I started to learn about holographic kinetics, it suddenly dawned to me. Yes, the cat was killed by the curiosity because he or she entered the game of another.
Uh-huh.
There is a difference in some sort of curiosity and other sort of curiosity.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. Don't go away. We've got to hear another song, and we'll be hearing in the next bit about what our listeners think about curiosity as well. So this is the Jolly Boys and Rehab. We're here at the Happiness Cafe, and I'm with Ana Maria from Meta Holistico. Ana Maria, what else can you tell us about holographic kinetics?
Holographic kinetics is really a very powerful knowledge that is coming from Aborigines from Australia, and it's about how everything is structured. It helps us to live our ordinary life. It helps us to improve considerably in day-to-day life. It makes us more happy. It's the difference between holographic kinetics and most of the today's holistic healing modalities, that with holographic kinetics we go to the cause, and that cause, it's our spirit who knows where is that. It knows where it happened, why it happened, what happened, everything. It knows everything. And the main difference between holographic kinetics and other holistic healing modalities is that they usually deal with the programs that are the consequence, the result of the cause.
Yeah.
But what we do is we go to the cause of the effect. And by changing that, by healing that, we change the hologram of the person. From the present, we change the past for the future. And by doing that, the program that was there before, it changes itself. We don't need to touch the program. And by touching the program, we haven't dealt with the issue, the original issue. So sooner or later, it will pop up, it will come up.
It will.
So we deal with many different issues. It can be mental, it can be emotional, it can be physical. It can be people that are depressed, that have problems with overweight, that has been anxious all their lives. It can be people that feel that they are blocked to do a step forward in their lives. It can be people that have bipolar disorder. I've had a child that had been labeled with attention deficit disorder, bipolar disorder, hyperactivity. And what happened? In one session, we dealt with it because we went to the cause of the effect, which was those labels that the official medicine puts onto that child.
Okay, well, I think our listeners are going to have to check out your website. Please do, listeners, because this is so interesting. But we don't have a lot of time here at the Happiness Cafe because we've got such a lot to cover. But Anna Maria's website is www.metaholistico.com. Well, here's what some of our listeners have to say about curiosity, which was the theme permeating the show today. And one here that says, life would be so boring without curiosity. Many roads have been taken with curiosity being the starting point. And that's from Amanda Woolston, who kindly shares a TED talk by Ramzi Musalyam. And his talk is Three Rules to Spark Learning. And that's one that he talks about curiosity. You can get that at www.ted.com. And here's another comment. For me, curiosity is to keep on researching and exploring imagination. That's from Mark Miquel. And Betty Steiner says, eyes open, ears perked, be open to everything around you. Always be willing to learn and be non-judgmental. That really does help. And the final one, and this is from my brother. He says, we emerge out of the great unifying consciousness of the universe into a manifested state called human being. In this state, we have no conceptual framework to describe, frame, understand where we emerged from. It is just so radically alien. There is then a built-in curiosity, a certain gnawing knowingness that all is not as it seems in this physical world. There is something else that defines us, connects us, and hence humans' curiosity, quest for knowledge, discovery. Hence the extraordinary diversity in civilizations and individuals. That's from Brother Deanne. Anna Maria, we're going to take another song. Thank you so much for coming into the Happiness Cafe. And as I said, the listeners can find out more about you and can book in some interesting sessions with you at your website. So hopefully you'll come back again.
I would love to. Thank you, Glynis. Can I take the opportunity and just to challenge your listeners and to ask them, aren't you curious about how you would improve your life if you would only deal with the issues that you repeat?
I love it. You hear that, listeners? Because I'm on a mission and I'm signed up with Anna Maria. It's been really great having you with me today.
Thank you.
And
Glynis,
I really look forward to hearing from you in the future, because I think if you're the only specialist of this in Spain, it's going to be interesting to see the development of that in a year from now.
It would be my pleasure.
Okay, thanks a lot.